Alright, now the entrails can't...
Not of cows, they don't eat the entrails out of cow, but they eat the tracks.
Uh-huh, okay. And now what about of a hog?
They eat the entrails, heat folks eat the little ones, they call it, got a big entrails and little entrails, then they got a mole, they call it. Well, they eats all of, they're the whole, they eats all the whole, but they don't of cow.
Okay. Now, let's see. Now, what about chitlins, are they...
That's what you call, that's what...
Oh, that's, okay.
That's what they call them, chitlins. Hog chitlins.
So that's the chitlins and the entrails are the same thing?
Same thing.
They mostly call the little ones the entrails.
Uh-huh.
And big ones.
A lot of people cook it, because I used to cook, but a lot of, but they taste good to me, but a lot of people throw it, use them for back a long time ago, they stuff them.
Uh-huh.
Stuff sauce.
Scrape your
entrails
and then had a sausage
stuffed. So you use it for a sausage case in there.
That's right. Uh-huh. The entrails and then after you scrape them, they call a case.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call the center of an egg?
Center of an egg, y'all. I call that the yellow.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
This is breast.
What do you call a small flat-bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake?
People call them bateaux.
You're going out this way.
Bye.
Say goodbye. Glad to
have
met
you. It's nice to
have
met you too.
We're going back to school.
Okay.
I don't know about the letter.
Huh?
Thank you.
What's your problem
with me? Huh? All right.
I guess I'll see you.
All right.
Good job, please,
yeah, get that door.
Well, it's nice meeting you
all. It's nice to have met you.
Meeting you, I mean. And you are from West Georgia?
Well, I was born in...
West Georgia. You from...
Never let the woman get through.
I'm going to school at Emory. In Atlanta. Uh-huh.
I was thinking of speech. I had a hood
that
had a lease
that's
going out
at
Athens.
That's
on...
That's in... Yeah.
Georgia State. What
the hell is that? That's the university. The University of Georgia.
That's the University of Georgia. I guess that confused.
Now, let's see. I was asking you about a bateau.
Oh.
Now, does a bateau have a pointed front? Or...
Oh, yes. Pointed one way and flat back here.
Flat in the back, yeah, pointed in the front. Do you have a name for a boat that has a square front people use on a lake?
Well, boat, well, they call them boats too. You can have a square front or anything else.
Okay.
People call them bateaux.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase, I guess.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Necklace.
What's another way to say it besides necklace? That's certainly a pretty something of beads.
I don't know about that. Now, I may know, but I've not forgotten. I see a set of beads. Oh,
okay, that'll be all right. Would you ever say a string of beads or a string of beads?
A string of beads, yeah. That's right, string of beads.
If two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Whooped him. Whipped him.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
Knees.
Well, this part back here.
This part. I know what to call that back here. I may know it. I don't got anything in right now.
Well, let's see. Have you heard people say he got down on his
hunkers. That's right.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Stingy.
Uh-huh.